Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. Just as you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And this week I want to talk about, I want to play a game first. Let's play this game. What's wrong with this picture? Dateline, New York, December 14th, 2020. Millions of small businesses hanging on a thread after being shut down by state and local politicians reacting to the coronavirus pandemic. Here's the next dateline. Same date. From Chicago. Thousands of small business owners closing for good after being shut down by state and local politicians because of the coronavirus pandemic. And then here's the third dateline. This is Washington. There's a business startup boom. The third quarter of 2020 records the highest new business applications we've ever seen. That's from the U.S. Census. Well, that was a softball, wasn't it? Pretty easy. Next time I'll throw you a real curve. Yeah, in the middle of stubborn economic disrupting pandemic, with businesses struggling and failing all over the place, there's a boom in new businesses. Only in America, right? But why is there so much apparent opportunity in such a destructive environment? When describing the wages of innovation, economists have coined the term creative destruction. But in 2020, innovation for its own sake isn't the destructive energy. It's a political response to an attack by an invisible invader. If necessity is the mother of invention, in 2020, the political response to the coronavirus caused a survival response, which then spawned invention. I've coined a new term for that. I call it perverse destruction. And I know my attitude is showing. Of course, survival, regardless of the reason, isn't perverse. It's primal. And in the 2020 marketplace, survival energy has manifested in at least two forms. First, existing companies are pivoting to the new marketplace reality, always shaped by customers and sometimes by public policy. And the other form is thousands of unemployed focusing on seizing creative destruction opportunities. Those are the new businesses. With millions of businesses in both categories launching into the 2021's new regular economic reality, this is a good time to discuss the fact that every small business owner, from startup to veteran, has to move back and forth between two universes every day: the marketplace and what I call the diaper changing stuff, the DCS. The marketplace is the fun place. That's where you buy and sell stuff. Playing in the backyard of this universe is why you became a business owner in the first place. And the good news is many entrepreneurs are pretty good at the rules and expectations of the fun universe. Even before they start a business, they know how to buy and sell. But the DCS stuff, the diaper changing stuff, represents mostly backroom operating tasks, which means not too much fun, right? And these must be done in order to sustain the business operationally and deliver products to the marketplace. We're talking about things like accounting and cash management and banking and capital allocation and payroll and regulation. You get the picture. Just as no one wants a baby because they like to change diapers, no one ever went into business because they're passionate about inventory management or accounts receivable. But the marketplace and the DCS, are two sides of the same coin. In business, there is no dimension where one exists without the other. So if you're thinking about starting a business, Don't do it until you compare this short list I'm going to give you, DCS checklist of your abilities. I know you can buy or sell. I know you can do both of those. But can you change the diapers? Do you know how to do that? What are your abilities? If you're a business veteran, road test your DCS skills against this list to see where you could use some improvement. And as I say, if you're a startup, you're going to need to know this before you start your business. First is cash and accounting. Do you know the difference between cash and accounting? You know the difference? Gain this understanding before you hock the house to start your business, because you'll face this financial dynamic every day, the difference between cash and accounting. In fact, when your business wakes you up at 2 a.m., more times than not, this will be the dream breaker. Remember, debits and credits don't make payroll. Only cash does. Number two is that capital allocation. Do you have a capital allocation strategy? Do you know how to properly allocate operating and non-operating capital? Don't use operating cash to buy long-term assets. And don't borrow money to operate with. Create a capital source and allocation strategy before you crank up your corporation. What about banks? Do you know the language of banks? Do you speak banker? Number three is, if you need a loan, can you explain what you're going to accomplish with the money and how you're going to pay the bank back? If you make a loan request without answering these questions before they're asked, you'll just burn a banking bridge. Remember this, folks. Bankers are easily frightened, and no one ever got a loan from a scared banker. The fourth question is AR days and AP days. I know I'm getting into the weeds a little bit here, folks, but this is important. Do you understand the relationship between accounts receivable days and accounts payable days? If you extend credit to customers, you have to fund those accounts until they're received, which usually happens later than when you pay your vendors. You see the gap here? And the first indication you're in jeopardy will be a call from your banker saying you need to make a deposit, or a vendor putting you on COD. If you don't understand this relationship, these two calls could come in on line one and line two at the same time. Remember this about growth. If you don't track AR, AP days, you can literally succeed yourself out of business. And two, for most businesses, growth is not self-funding. The last question is about quality. Do you know the difference between quality service, QS, and quality process, QP? QP is management. QS is crisis management. QS, quality service, is always making the customer happy, no matter what it takes. Quality process, QP, means getting it right the first time. QS is recurring profit-eating expense. QP shifts customers from complaining to buying more stuff. In online reviews, QP, quality process, is 5 stars. QS, quality service, whatever it takes, not doing it right the first time, isn't 5 stars. It's 1 star. Here's a bonus question. Can you operate the business you had the entrepreneurial vision to create? Not everyone can. Don't start your business unless you're ready to do the diaper changing part. Unless you're ready to change the diapers on your business baby. Don't start your business. And if you're not too good, if you have a business and you're not too good at the diaper changing stuff, you better get started, because you're going to have to buckle up. 2021 is not going to be as challenging as 2020, but it's going to be bumpy. This is Bryson Game's fourth law of small business. Successful small business owners have the spirit of an entrepreneur and the heart of an operator. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.